Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
We are all living in a dark time right now, so wouldn't it be great to fast forward to the point where we can look back on the blessings this time will bring? Wouldn't that make it easier to deal with all the challenges this pandemic has brought into our lives? Well, for people of faith, we are already there. In this episode of By Your Life, we talk about how we are called to share our faith and to be a blessing to others. Happy Easter, a blessed Memorial Day, and welcome to the 113th episode of By Your Life. I'm Lisa Hudiman, and I know that you have 100 different things that you could be doing right now, so I thank you for choosing By Your Life. My goal is to inspire, empower, to support, challenge, and encourage you to connect Sunday with Monday through Friday in a secular business world. It's my desire to help you live our Catholic faith in the marketplace. I hope to offer you practical ways to go forth and glorify the Lord by your life. In this edition, we'll reflect on the readings for the Ascension of the Lord. In the first reading, from the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, before Jesus was taken up, the disciples asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" This question implies that their belief in Jesus as the Christ meant they expected him to be a political leader who would restore self-rule to Israel. Because that didn't happen before he died, they wondered if this was the time. They still didn't get it. After being with him for 3 years, eating and drinking with him, learning from him, and participating in his ministry, they still thought the Messiah's purpose was to win political freedom from Rome. How disappointed they must have been when he was lifted up and a cloud took him from their sight. Their hopes for the restoration of Israel were crushed. The Messiah had come and was now gone, and not only was Rome still occupying Israel, they feared persecution from the Jews who had just had Jesus killed. They must have been devastated. We all have experienced similar disappointments or periods of darkness when what we plan for is taken from us, and we realize that what we hope for will never be. As I was reflecting on this, I thought about Sean Munn. Sean is the president of Logos Imaging, a provider of portable digital X-ray solutions, and I wrote an article about him for 210 Magazine. As a teen, Sean was gifted academically and on track to become valedictorian of his high school class. He was also an athlete who played football, basketball, and just to be lazy, picked up golf. His identity was wrapped up in sports, and he thought he was headed for success. But that wasn't God's plan. God had dreams for Sean, and to fulfill them, he needed to give him a nudge. The summer before his senior year in high school, when he was working at a grain elevator during wheat harvest, his foot slipped into the grain auger and severed his arm above the elbow and his leg just above the knee. At 17 years old, not only were Sean's dreams shattered, his personal identity was gone. Gone were his dreams of walking into Memorial Stadium as a Nebraska Cornhusker. Gone was the hope of finding a woman who could love him. For 5 years, 5 years of darkness, there was no joy in his life. Lost in the forest of his pain, he believed he was destined to live a life he didn't want, the life of an amputee. As he described it, "I lived in total selfishness and self-pity." In hindsight, Sean recognized that the success he was seeking and was taken from him was on a path to self-destruction. In a moment, God gave him a gentle nudge and it was all taken away. He said, "I don't know how God uses tragedy in his economy, but at that moment in time, the very hand of God reached in and grabbed me." It took over 5 years for Sean to accept God's grace, but through the testimony of Christian athletes and the woman who would become his wife of 25 years, Sean was rescued from his dark place. And as a result, he has gone on to share Christ through his own testimony. Were his dreams really shattered? Not really. Sean is still an athlete. He's a competitive golfer with a 12 handicap. Sean said, "The average person can't imagine how difficult it is to swing a golf club with one arm." Laughing, he added, "Try doing it with one leg." He also met a woman who not only could love him, but became his wife and the mother of his three children. And he's a successful business owner who is a witness to God's love at home and at work. When I asked if he wished God's plan for him could have been a little less painful, Sean emphatically answered no. "Looking back, that day is the single biggest event of my life leading up to my salvation. It was a transformational event that I would never take away. Nothing would be worth going back to the life I had before." We know from Scripture that the disciples' dreams weren't shattered, and neither did they go back to the life they had before. They received the promise of the Father, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Nothing, not even their lives, was more important to them than spreading the news of salvation through Jesus Christ. Accepting this gift changed their lives, just as it changed Sean Munn's life. It didn't mean that they no longer had trials. It didn't mean that they didn't suffer again, because they surely did. It just meant that they were able to persevere through the dark times with the help of the Holy Spirit, because they were confident in the hope of their salvation. We are all living in a dark time right now. Wouldn't it be great to fast forward to the point where we can look back on the blessings that this time will bring? Wouldn't that make it easier to deal with all the challenges this pandemic has brought into our lives? Well, for people of faith, we are already there. We know that all things work for good for those who love God. We may not recognize the blessings at this moment, but we live in joy despite the hardship because we have hope. This isn't true for everyone. Some people will not be blessed by this pandemic. Instead, like Sean did for the first 5 years after his accident, they will choose selfishness and self-pity over living the joy that comes from knowing and trusting God. We all know people like this. So what are we to do? When writing about the ascension in his book, Vibrant Paradoxes, Bishop Robert Barron says, "The ascension is Jesus' journey, not to another place, but to another dimension. But this dimension to which he has gone is not alien to us. It is instead a source of inspiration, power, and direction." And this is why the angels who appear to the disciples just after Jesus' departure say, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky?" What they are hinting at, none too subtly, is this: under the influence of Jesus' Spirit, get to work. Do all you can to foster the marriage of heaven and earth. Get on with the mission of the church. You may be unemployed or underemployed right now, but we all have jobs to do. As Christian disciples, we are called to be Jesus' witness to the ends of the earth. Sean Munn's story wouldn't have turned out as it did if it weren't for the people in his life whose witnesses gave him hope. Most of us have people we can point to who did the same for us. Their lives were a witness to the joy that comes from Jesus Christ, and because they shared the cause of that joy, we are now able to live in that joy and pass it on. I have a friend, a former colleague, who I kept in touch with, and we get together from time to time. She has had her share of suffering, as we all do, health issues, loss of a loved one, and financial difficulties in a tight economy. But a scan of her Facebook page will reveal a constant stream of posts criticizing others. There is the exceptional post of something in her garden or a new recipe she tried, but 98% of it is sarcastic, vile, and often vulgar attacks on someone or something. I have another friend who is dealing with the exact same health, loss, and financial struggles, but her life radiates joy. The difference is she believes in Jesus Christ, and because she has hope in Him, she passes it on. You may wonder why I haven't unfriended my negative friend. It is because I feel sorry for her, and I hope that I might be a witness to her. I believe that I have been called to do that. Not just in the general sense, like we are called to be Jesus' witness to the end of the earth, but I was literally called to help this person. In fact, my phone rang a couple years ago, and it was her. She hadn't meant to dial my number, and my name and the person she wanted to call are not next to each other on her contact list, so it wasn't just an accidental click. She dialed the other person, and my phone rang. God knew she needed to talk to me, and He was calling me to be His witness. Because of that call, I made an effort to be present to her. She was going through a very difficult personal loss, and that was a very, very tough time in her life. Throughout the next year, I continued to call her, reach out, meet her for lunch, and see how she was doing. She took a new job where she was helping other people, and the joy that brought to her was noticeable. But then she quit that job, and over the past year has fallen into a negative pit. Every time I read one of her posts, I pray for her. She has no joy, and I know the only way out is Jesus. Now that the lockdown is relaxing a bit, I've been thinking I need to call her, get takeout, and have lunch with her. This week's readings confirm this for me. How about you? Who is the person that God is calling you to be a witness to? You don't have to go to the ends of the earth, just next door. Sharing Jesus with someone is not about winning a religious argument. It's about passing on the hope and the joy that you have in Him and winning a soul. Pray about that person and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. That is what I will be doing for my friend. This week, as we prepare for Pentecost, let's ask the Holy Spirit to inspire us, strengthen us, and direct us to be Jesus' witness to that one person God is calling us to. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Lord, by the light of the Holy Spirit, you have taught the hearts of your faithful. In the same Spirit, help us to relish what is right and always rejoice in your consolation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. May God bless you abundantly with His grace this week, and may you glorify the Lord by your life. If you like this episode, spread the word. You know what to do. Forward, share, or click to post. Also, check out the resources page where you can find a link to the books and other resources mentioned in this and other episodes of By Your Life. And I'm always interested in what you think, so give me some feedback by leaving a comment.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic, and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.